The asteroid Apophis was discovered by astronomers in 2004, and upon its discovery, it appeared that it was going to come pretty close to striking Earth in 2029 when it was passing by in its orbit around the Sun. However, upon closer observation, it appears that we might be in the clear after all. And here to tell us more about this news is astronomer and blogger Bob King, also known as Astro Bob. Welcome to the show, Bob.
Well, thank you very much.
So, tell us a little bit more about the initial discovery. How did they come upon this asteroid?
Well, I don't know exactly who discovered it, but it was picked up in one of the asteroid surveys, and it was then, once they find these fast-moving objects, it's one of the near-Earth asteroid class. In other words, it gets within some several millions of miles of Earth. And near-Earth asteroids are especially interesting because there's always the small chance that, you know, on one of their orbits in the future, it could impact or hit the planet. So it was discovered, like you said, back in 2004, and then they looked at the initial orbit that they put together, and that was based on a bunch of observations. And it looked at the start like this thing, when it came back in the year 2029, that, yeah, it might actually hit the Earth. Not much of a chance, but high enough to be worried about, 2.7% chance. But then they looked back through some old photos that were taken of the asteroid because they could now move the asteroid back in time based on their new measurements, and they could look back at old pictures. Mm-hmm. And that's when they discovered that 2029, we were in the clear.
Okay.
But 2036 opened up another chance for a possible strike.
Okay. So basically, they just move forward the date then.
They move forward the date, but the change was that for the asteroid to strike Earth in 2036, it would have to pass through this little tiny volume of space that they call a gravitational keyhole. And it's this little spot of space that's only a half a mile wide. And if it went through that little tiny spot, the Earth's gravity would affect the asteroid in such a way that it would send it on an impact back in the year 2036.
Oh.
Well, that's where we stood until like 3 days ago. And then the new measurements came in, and they nailed down the orbit so tightly based on these new measurements that we don't have to worry anymore. It won't be going through any keyhole. The years 2029, 2036 are in the clear. And according to one of the NASA spokespeople, there's only a 1 in a million chance that it'll hit the Earth. So that just drops it way down the chart.
Well, that's really good news, obviously. How big is this thing, I guess?
Well, you know, it's sort of big. You know, if you think of a rock this big, it's big. They originally thought it was about 885 feet in diameter.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just a big, huge mountain out there floating around in space. But at the same time they were making these measurements this week to tack down its orbit, they found out that it was actually bigger than that.
Oh.
And to do that, the European telescope, they've got an orbiting observatory out there called the Herschel Space Observatory. And this thing was able to make a much better size estimate. So now we know that Apophis is 1,066 feet in diameter, plus or minus 50 feet.
Wow. So, okay, so hypothetically speaking, we know this isn't going to probably hit us now, but if it did, like, what level of destruction are we talking about? Like, what would happen?
Well, I'm glad you asked. I did a little simulation. I've got a link on my blog site called the Asteroid Impact Calculator that people may want to just click on and have some fun with. But you can set all of the different parameters for a hit. You can just plunk in the size, the angle that it hits, the speed, what it hits, whether it's water or granite or whatever. And I did a little simulation, and what I came up with for sort of an average hit on the Earth coming in at a 45-degree angle, if Apophis did strike our planet, it would make a crater about a mile and a quarter to a mile and a half across, and there would be serious local destruction. Number 6 on the Richter scale earthquake would accompany that. There'd probably be some major fires.
Wow.
Sort of what happened in Arizona thousands of years ago when the meteorite that carved out meteor crater hit the ground and destroyed everything around it in the vicinity for many miles. But it would not be a global disaster or a global threat. It's too small for that. You've got to get up more into the 1-3 kilometer range for that to happen.
Oh, wow. What happens then if it's like about that big? Does Earth just stop? Or?
Well, it hits the Earth and then it makes a much bigger crater, and it sends lots of rock, heated, flaming rock into the atmosphere across thousands of miles. And it vaporizes much of the rock, and that goes up into the air, darkens the sky, cuts the amount of sunlight. So you have this sort of long cold spell that can destroy a lot of species and plants. And then the fires can spread worldwide from all of the rock that's splattered, not to mention the enormous earthquakes. And if it hit the ocean, the tsunami would just inundate coastlines all over the globe.
Wow.
So that would be one of those that could change the climate. But Apophis is not that big. It would do a lot of damage. But again, it depends on what it's made out of, what angle it hits the Earth, and how fast it's moving.
Sure. Okay.
But we don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, right. This is all hypothetical.
Right.
So I know this might seem sort of elementary for you, but what is an asteroid exactly? How does it compare to something like a meteor or something like that?
Oh, that's a great question. An asteroid is, there's lots of different kinds, but the main ones, and when you think about an asteroid, it's a rock, or it's anything from roughly 300 or 500 miles across on down, usually made of rock, often very porous, and it orbits around the sun between the orbits of Mars and Jupiter, where there's a large belt of asteroids. We all call it the asteroid belt. That's the main belt of asteroids. Mm-hmm. And what they are these large chunks of rock that never came together to form a complete planet. They were out there between Mars and Jupiter, and they were so stirred up by Jupiter's gravity that they never could get together to form a single solid body. Now, if they could, and there are hundreds of thousands of asteroids, there's, of course, lots of tinier ones and a few larger ones, a couple hundred miles in diameter, but if they could have gotten together, you would have a planet out there only about half the size of the moon between Mars and Jupiter. You could glue it all together. That's all you get. But it's all in pieces. And Jupiter's gravity can sometimes disturb the orbit of one of these pieces and propel it over time into an orbit that would intersect the Earth's orbit. And when that happens, and we and the asteroid arrive at the same time, then that asteroid could actually penetrate the atmosphere and strike the Earth.
Wow.
So Jupiter can kind of pump them up and move them out and send them on back in.
Thankfully, these
are very, very rare events.
Right, yeah.
However, you've heard of meteorites. Well, those things, they originate in asteroids that crack up, that smash into one another. And some of those chunks come flying out and get pushed around by Jupiter again. And they do come to the Earth, and they hit the atmosphere. A lot of it burns up there, but sometimes they land on the ground as meteorites. So if you ever hold a meteorite, you're actually holding a piece of an asteroid.
Wow. Well, that's cleared it up for us, I think. We definitely have a better understanding now.
Well, good. I hope I didn't go on too long.
No, we were wondering between ourselves exactly what the difference was earlier. So, thank you for clearing that up for us.
Yeah, the asteroids, it is interesting that, an interesting way to look at a meteorite is kind of a free space mission. You don't have to send someone out to gather the sample. It arrives on the Earth just on its own accord.
Wow. Cool. That's very cool. Oh.
Yeah, it sure is. That's Apophis, and scientists will be watching it, in the coming months and years, because it's one of that class of Earth-approaching asteroids, and sometime in the future, there still could be an impact, but nothing that we can see for a long, long time.
Okay, well, gosh, we really appreciate you coming on the show, Bob. And if you're just tuning in, we're speaking with astronomer and blogger Bob King, also known as Astro Bob, about the asteroid Apophis. Astronomers have recently discovered that it will not hit the Earth in 2029, as initially predicted or projected. Anything else that you'd like to add, Bob, that we haven't covered?
That was really nice. That you invited me on the air. I appreciate that. I want to thank you for that. And then the only other thing I would add is there will be a very pretty event happening this month on January 21st when the Moon and Jupiter will be right next to each other in the evening sky. So if your listeners want to look up on that date or mark it on the calendar, that would be good, just to see a nice celestial event in the sky.
Totally, yeah, definitely. We will do that. We really appreciate the heads up, and thanks for joining us. Hopefully we'll be able to check in with you again soon.
All right, thanks for having me.
Yep, take care.
Mm-hmm. Bye.